In this state, birth is prevented, and he will become a Buddha. But those whose practice was poor and who were not adept in meditation will not understand, and still confused will wander to the entrance of a womb. So the instructions for closing the womb entrance are very important. One should call the dead person by name and say these words, O child of noble family, if you have not recognized what has gone before, now you will feel that you are moving upwards or across or downwards by the force of karma. So at this moment, meditate on the Lord of Great Compassion. Remember. Then you will have the experience, like that which was described before, of whirlwinds, snowstorms, and hailstorms, darkness closing around, and many men chasing you, and you will escape from them. Those without merit will feel that they are escaping to a place of suffering, but those with merit will feel that they are arriving in a place of joy. At this time, O child of noble family, all the signs of the country and place where you are going to be born will appear. So now listen without distraction, for there are many very profound essential points of instruction. Although you have not understood these secrets of recognition before, even one whose practice was very poor will get the point here, so listen. At this time, it is very important to take great care with the method of closing the entrance of the womb. There are two methods, stopping the person who is entering and closing the womb entrance which is being entered. This is the instruction for stopping the person who is entering. O child of noble family, clearly visualize whichever deity is your yidam as a vision with no real nature of its own, like an illusion or the moon in water. If you have no specific yidam, it is the Lord of Great Compassion himself. Visualize him vividly. Then let the yidam disappear from the edges inwards and meditate on the luminosity emptiness without any object of thought. This is the profound secret. It is said that by means of it the womb is not entered. So meditate in this way. But if this does not stop you and you are just about to enter a womb, there are profound instructions for closing the womb entrance, which is about to be entered, so listen. Repeat after me these words from the main verses of the Bardo. Now, when the Bardo of becoming dawns upon me, I will concentrate my mind one-pointedly and strive to prolong the results of good karma, close the womb entrance, and think of resistance. This is the time when perseverance and pure thought are needed. Abandon jealousy and meditate on the Guru with his consort. Say these words clearly aloud and arouse your memory. It is very important to meditate on their meaning and to put it into practice. This is the meaning. Now, when the Bardo of becoming dawns upon me, means that now you are wandering in the Bardo of becoming. As signs of this, if you look into the water, you will not see your reflection, and your body has no shadow. Now there is no material body of flesh and blood, but these are signs of the mental body wandering in the Bardo of becoming. So now you must concentrate your mind one-pointedly without distraction. Just now, that one-pointed concentration is the most important thing. It is like controlling a horse with a bridle. Whatever you concentrate on will come about. So do not think of evil actions, but remember the Dharma, the teachings, the transmissions, and the authorizations for texts such as this liberation through hearing, which you received in the human world, and strive to prolong the results of good karma. It is very important. Do not forget. Do not be distracted. Now is the time which is the dividing line between going up and going down. Now is the time when by slipping into laziness, even for a moment, you will suffer forever. Now is the time when by concentrating one-pointedly, you will be happy forever. Concentrate your mind one-pointedly. Strive to prolong the results of good karma. Now the time has come to close the womb entrance. It is said, close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is the time when perseverance and pure thought are needed. Now that time has come. First, the womb entrance should be closed, and there are five methods of closing it, so understand them well. O child of noble family, at this time projections of men and women making love will appear. When you see them, do not enter in between them, but remember and meditate on the man and woman as the Guru and his consort. mentally prostrate yourself and make offerings with deep devotion, and ask for teachings. As soon as you concentrate intensely on this thought, the womb entrance will certainly be closed. But if this does not close it, and you are just about to enter a womb, meditate on the Guru and his consort as your own Yidam, or the Lord of Great Compassion, with his consort, and mentally make an offering to them. With intense devotion, ask them to bestow spiritual attainments. This will close the womb entrance. But if this does not close it, and you are just about to enter a womb, here is the third instruction on turning away passion and aggression. There are four kinds of birth: birth from an egg, birth from a womb, spontaneous birth, and birth from moisture. Of these, birth from an egg and birth from a womb are similar. As above, there will be projections of males and females in sexual union, and if you enter a womb at this moment through the power of passion and aggression, you will be born as a horse, bird, dog, human being, and so on, whatever it may be. If you are going to be born as a male, you will experience yourself as male and feel violent aggression towards the father and jealousy and desire for the mother. If you are going to be born as a female, you will experience yourself as female and feel intense envy and jealousy of the mother and intense desire and passion for the father. This will cause you to enter the path leading to the womb, and you will experience self-existing bliss in the midst of the meeting of the sperm and ovum. From that blissful state, you will lose consciousness, and the embryo will grow round and oblong and so on until the body matures and comes out from the mother's womb. You will open your eyes, and you have turned into a puppy. From first being a man, you have now become a dog, so you will suffer in a dog kennel, or similarly in a pigsty, or an anthill, or a wormhole, or else you may be born as a young bull, or goat, or lamb, and so on. There is no returning here. You will endure all kinds of suffering from a state of great stupidity and ignorance. Circling like this around the six realms of existence of hell beings, hungry ghosts, and so on, you will be tormented by boundless suffering. There is nothing more powerful or terrifying than this. Alas, alas, those who do not have a guru's sacred teachings will fall down the great precipice of samsara in this manner and endure endless, unbearable suffering. So therefore, listen to my words and understand this instruction of mine. Now the instruction for closing the womb entrance by turning away passion and aggression is given. Listen and understand. It is said, close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is the time when perseverance and pure thought are needed. Abandon jealousy and meditate on the Guru with his consort. As above, you will have feelings of jealousy. If you are going to be born as a male, you will love the mother and hate the father. And if you are going to be born as a female, you will love the father and hate the mother. So at this time, there is a profound instruction. O child of noble family, when passion and aggression arise like this, meditate in this way. Alas, I am a being with such evil karma that I have been wandering like this in samsara until now, through clinging to passion and aggression. If I go on feeling passion and aggression like this, I shall wander in samsara endlessly and sink into the depths of the ocean of suffering for a long time. So now I will feel no passion or aggression at all. Alas, now I will never again feel passion and aggression. By concentrating your mind intensely and one-pointedly on this thought, that itself will close the womb entrance, so the tantras say. O child of noble family, do not be distracted. Concentrate your mind one-pointedly. But if, even after doing this, the womb entrance is not closed and you are about to enter a womb, then it should be closed by the instruction of the unreal and illusory nature of everything. Meditate in this way. Alas, the father and mother, the great storm, the whirlwind, the thunder, the terrifying projections, and all these apparent phenomena are illusory in their real nature. However they appear, they are not real. All substances are false and untrue. They are like a mirage. They are not permanent. They are not changeless. What is the use of desire? What is the use of fear? It is regarding the non-existent as existent. All these are projections of my mind, and since the mind itself is illusory and non-existent from the beginning, from where externally do they arise like this? I did not understand in this way before, and so I believed the non-existent to exist, the untrue to be true, the illusion to be real. Therefore, I have wandered in samsara for so long. And if I do not realize that they are illusions, I shall still wander in samsara for a long time and certainly fall into the muddy swamp of suffering. Now they are all like dreams, like illusions, like echoes, like cities of the Gandharvas, like mirages, like images, like optical illusions, like the moon in water. They are not real, even for a moment. Certainly they are not true, but false. By concentrating one-pointedly on this conviction, belief in their reality is destroyed, and when one is inwardly convinced in such a way, belief in a self is counteracted. If you understand unreality like this from the bottom of your heart, the womb entrance will certainly be closed. But if, even after doing this, the belief in reality is not destroyed, and the womb entrance is not closed, and you are about to enter a womb, there is a profound instruction. O child of noble family, if even after doing this the womb entrance is not closed, now it should be closed by the fifth method, meditation on the luminosity, which should be done in this way. All substances are my own mind, and this mind is emptiness, unarisen and unobstructed. Thinking this, keep your mind natural and undiluted, self-contained in its own nature like water poured into water, just as it is, loose, open, and relaxed. By letting it rest naturally and loosely, you can be sure that the womb entrance to all four kinds of birth will certainly be closed.